could see if it's something that you're able to afford at the time, okay? His name is Mario, by the way, right?
All right.
Hello, thank you, Chris. Hello, Mr. Milanco. How are you doing today?
Hello, sir. How are you today?
No, I'm actually doing pretty good. Thank you very much for asking. Mr. Milanco, I'm going to try to make this pretty fast, okay? I don't want to take much of your time. Mentis Home Garden and Improvement. What exactly do you specialize in, Mr. Milanco? What do you do?
I do everything for home and garden renovation or building on handyman and maintenance and a lot of things I work for home and for garden.
So you're doing like handyman services?
Yeah, I do handyman services, maintenance and building, I don't know, for outside, building fans, patio, deck, and everything
okay.
What needs, and inside everything, I don't know, a lot of things.
Are you working solo or do you have help?
Part-time, can I have a big project?
The reason I'm asking.
But now I work also.
Okay, so if you had, if we send you a project that's a little bit bigger, you are able to have help. Somebody can help you with it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So this is what. This is what we offer, Mr. Milanco. We're offering to put Mentis Home and Garden Improvement on the first page of Google, right alongside of like Rose Handyman Services, Handyman at Your Command, Ace Handyman, Good Earth Garden, Potomac Garden Center, American Plant. So, not sure if you heard of these companies before, Mr. Milanco, but they do the same thing you do. They do handyman work and they do gardening improvements. The only difference is that these companies are paying to be on the first page of Google, and that's why they're very busy. Go
okay,
ahead, I'm
this
listening.
This is a very, very big company, but my company is a small company and not very busy.
Yes, it's okay. A lot of companies on Google, some are big, some are small. Some only have one owner. Some have, 10 employees. Some have one employee. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving you the names of the companies that are on the first page of Google. That's
okay,
what we would.
But only for me now is necessary. Actually, how about cost?
I was trying to explain to you what's included. What comes with the service. So putting you on the first page of Google. Do you have your own website already, Mr. Milanco?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. The reason I'm asking that is that, if you have your own website, we're allowed to reduce the pricing, okay? And then are you on social media, like Facebook?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So if you're already on social media...
I have my private social media. No for business.
Oh, okay, we would help you build one for Mentis Home and Garden Improvement, because... The personal one, it's okay, but we need to promote the business, not yours. Okay, so we will help you build a new one for the business, and then we would run ads on Facebook. We would promote it because we work directly with Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last application that we work with is Apple. We also list you on Apple for anyone that has an iPhone. We will list you through Apple. Okay. The price is what you're asking for. Okay. The price is, it's pretty good. It's very affordable. It's $249 a month and there's no contract. Okay.
That's how you mean no contract.
Yeah, there's no contract. You don't have to sign a contract. It's month to month. You're paying
month to month. Okay.
Yeah, month to month. Yeah, you know, a lot of companies, they make you sign 6 months, 1 year contract. Not with Google services on the first page. There's no contract. It's just month to month to month. So you're paying $249 once a month. And that would allow us to put you on the first page of Google, put your website on the first page of Google, list you on Facebook and run ads on Facebook for the company, and obviously list you through Apple. Like I said, for anyone that has an iPhone. Because there is no contract, you have the right to cancel the service anytime if you're not happy. Okay.
Okay.
But let's be honest. If we're keeping you busy and you see that there's work coming in, I do not think that you're going to want to cancel. Right? Because at the end of the day, what matters is that you're getting work. Right? We, as a company, we need to make sure that if we're going to keep a relationship on a long-term basis with Mentis, we have to make sure that you are staying busy. Okay? I'm going to tell you this much, Mr. Milanko.
But one question. How can I be sure you will do that?
How can you be certain?
How can I sure? Huh?
How can you be sure that we're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, here, let me send it to you in writing, okay? I'll send it to you in writing. So this is how you're 100% sure that we would do this, okay? We've been in business for over 20 years, Mr. Milanko, okay? We're not here to lie to you or trying to do anything that does not make sense, okay? Hold on here. Let me send this to you in writing. Bear with me 1 second.
Please send me your name and your company and...
I'm sending you all of that right now, sir.
Everything.
Don't worry. I'm sending that to you right now. Hold on. What's your email address?
My first last name, Milenko Bogajcevic.
Okay, spell that for me.
M-I-L.
Okay.
E-E-N-K-O.
M-I-L-E-E-N-K-O?
M-I-L-E-N-K-O.
Okay, M-I-L-E-N-K-O, okay. And then what is your last name?
B-O-G.
B-O-G.
A-J-C-E-V-I-C.
Okay, one more time. V-O-G, A-J.
A-J-C. C-E-V-I-C.
C-E-V-I-C.
V-I-C.
Okay. At Yahoo? At Gmail?
Yes, at Yahoo.
Yahoo. Okay, hold on. Okay. All right, it's telling me that the email that you gave me is wrong. So here, let me send it to you so you can verify it for me. Hold on 1 second. Let me know if this is correct. Okay, I just texted it to you. Please let me know if it's correct. Just send it in a text message, and I'm sending you my information as well as
my my last name. First is B.
B as in boy. Okay.
Boy, yes. B as in boy. No V.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so everything is correct except your first name, which is B as in boy. Okay,
no, my first name is good, but last name B. First is B. Bogaitsevic.
Okay, hold on. Let me change it. Give me a second. I already sent you our company information, our company site, so you can look at it. It's going to show you on there that we are premier Google partners. Like I said, we've been doing this for 20 years. And I'm going to send this to you in writing here as well in 1 second. Give me a second here. Okay. B as in boy. Okay, there it is. Now it's showing that it's valid. All right, hold on. All right, give me just 1 second. I'm getting this out to you right now. Okay, I just sent it to you via email. Can you let me know if you got it, please?
Not yet.
I just sent it. Give it like 2 seconds. And let me verify if it went through.
Oh, yeah, now it's here. Okay.
So, you know, it says local / Google partner. Hello, Mr. Merlanco. As per your conversation and request, the service is included on our month-to-month service. Is placing your business on the first page of Google, Bing, Apple, Facebook ads, and verifying your company through Google services. This is not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. Our flat rate is $249 monthly. And this amount will never change. Our terms are also attached on there. And then it says, best regards, Mario Molita. That is me. Senior Media Digital Advisor. And it gives you the information and our Google partnership. And I also texted it over to you. So that's how we guarantee, you know, that we are definitely will work with you, not only to get you on the first page, but to make sure that you're, I mean, the ultimate goal here, Mr. Milanco, is for you to be busy and get work. And if that's what you want, we can help with that because we have the position on the first page available right now. Okay? We're calling the area of Potomac to get that position filled in today. Okay? Normally, it won't take, you know, but a couple of calls, and then we're going to get that spot filled in. So I'm going to ask you a question. I want to be very transparent with you. I want to be straight to the point. I don't want to waste your time. Are you in a position where if you start getting calls from the Google platform, are you able to handle more clients? Can you handle more business right now?
How do you mean? I don't understand. Sorry. Yes. Okay, I have only this business.
No, I know that. Yeah, I'm saying if right now customers, they start calling you and saying, Mr. Milanco, we need home service, we need garden service, can you attend to new customers? Can you take on more work? Can you
more accept, work?
Can you accept new customers right now?
Right now, I don't know. I don't know. Do you call me? You know?
Yeah. It's, the question is, what language do you speak, Mr. Milenko?
Serbian, I'm sorry.
Excuse me?
Serbian. I'm sorry. My wife is better speak English. Can you help me?
Oh, okay. Yes. Hi, how are you?
Just a second. Here.
Hi, hello.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty well. Thank you so much for asking. I did hear you in the background, but I heard you speaking Serbian, I believe.
Different language, yeah.
Yeah, different language. Yeah. Well, I can... You know, your English is very perfect. I'll tell you that much. I can,
Well, yeah, I've been here almost all my life, so. But why don't you go over really quickly for me, exactly what you guys talked about. What is the price? What do you get for it? Just sort of really.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you sent it to him. Placing your business, okay.
Yeah, I sent everything in writing to him because he was, a little, you know, he wanted to make sure that we would.
So what? Sorry, so what are your keyword searches, because I do a lot of work in this stuff, for putting him, as you said, first? Well, what are we putting in? You said it's
so
handyman.
We want to make sure that he's going to meet the algorithm, right? So all the companies that we work with on the first page of Google, we have to make sure that they're, you know, all the keywords are correct so they can pop up when a customer or a client goes on Google and types in whatever services that Mr. Milenko
But that's
offers.
What I'm interested in. What is the keyword search that you're looking at for us
right.
popping up for that month?
So it's, right. So it's based, I mean, we can put multiple keywords. It's all based on the services, ma'am, that he offers,
okay.
right? So he's doing home and gardening services. Obviously, you know, gardening, gardening improvement, if he's doing like, remodeling, siding, drywall, whatever service that he does, that's going to be a keyword that we list on Google based on
so
what he
offers. So does he give you those keywords?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So he, so
okay,
we're gonna,
say, okay, let me write down patio, deck,
next fences, whatever it is that he does.
Handyman, fence. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your coverage area?
So we can cover anywhere from 5 miles up to 50 miles around Potomac, right? So
got it.
We have a five minimum.
Okay. So he said 20 miles. Okay, that sounds good. So you're a partner, a Google partner?
We're a premier Google partner, correct. In the States, there's only 40 companies that have a partnership directly with Google, which means that we're hired, we're trained by Google, and we have all the Google tools. Because you're never going to get a call directly from Google. That's never going to happen. Google would only call companies like Coca-Cola, BMW, right, where they have their huge accounts.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kind of work with that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
Okay. So you don't do some marketing yourself.
Yeah, I'm
gotcha.
I'm one question,
consultant
please.
In the area. So, one second.
This question, what you asked me, I don't understand. Can you repeat, please?
Oh, yes. The question that I asked them was, if we start, you know, because once we list them on that first page of Google, things are going to be different. I mean, he's going to be quite busy only because he's going to be one of the top recommended options. So my question to him was, is he open and available to accept new customers as soon as, you know, his listing goes up? So that's what I was asking him. But
yeah,
I don't
he's available to accept a huge amount of projects if we need to. We do have other subcontractors we work with in the past.
Excellent.
So no worries there. I'm just wondering, so let's say if you've got another, you know, 50 customers in this 20 miles radius of Potomac and somebody types in patio, how will you know, how will you place him compared to your other 50 customers in this area on that particular keyword?
So keep in mind that the way that Google operates, because we have to follow Google guidelines, right? I mean, we're not a third party where we just can do whatever we want. I mean, we have to play by Google's rules. So the way that that works is that we're only allowed to work with one company per area, per city, per zip code. So anyone else, if I'm catching the correct drift that you're asking in the question, so let's say he's a guy in Potomac that is doing handyman services or, gardening services. Google only allows us to work with one person per category. So let's say in Potomac, if we're working with one electrician, I couldn't work with another one in the same city only because that would build a conflict of interest, right? Because then that.
So are you saying that you don't? Your company does not have another company in the Potomac area on any of these keyword searches? I mean, that's hard to believe. I mean, at least the other 40 companies associated with Google must have somebody in that area. So how does Google then rank us compared to those other ones?
Yeah, let me explain to you, ma'am, how that works. So in order for us, you know, that we guarantee somebody to be on the first page, there has to be an availability based on the category, right? Whether it's handyman work, whether it's gardening work. Let's say our position on Google opens up on that first page for handyman work, but Mr. Milanco offers additional services. They can still be used as keywords to follow the algorithm on Google. So I'm not saying that there's not other companies in Potomac that do the same thing he does. Obviously there is. I just went over a few of them with him, right? What I'm saying is that each Google partner is only allowed to work with one company per city, per category.
I understood that. Yeah, I understood that. But what I'm interested in is when you're the placement, right, the positioning between your company and the 40 other companies, how will you guarantee that if somebody types in deck or patio, that Mentis Home and Garden will come up on that first page.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So the first page placements are designed for premier partners. So when we're calling, we're guaranteeing that he's going to be on there. I mean, the keywords, that's something that our IT department already handles on the back end where, you know, anytime anybody goes on Google and types in, you know, I need a handyman near me or I need a gardening near me, Mentis is going to pop up as one of the top recommendeds on that first page. The first page slot, we're guaranteed that because it's assigned to us by Google. So if that makes any sense.
Okay, here's a question. So here's a specific one. I'm on Google right now, and I type in fix fence, right? Fix fence. Somebody wants to fix a fence, right? So what pops up is McFence and Deck, Long Fence, Five Stars Contractors, Ergion Fence, and then More Fencing Pros. When you click that, then you get on to about 10 more, I believe. So if somebody typed in, if Mentis signed on with you guys and somebody typed in fixed fence, where would we show up on that search?
So there's, on Google, you'll be on the first page under the local map sections, under the business sections. The reason that we work directly with that section is because 95% of work goes there. There is something else called Google Guaranteed and Google Ads that you might see on the top or the sponsors. He would be listed on the Google Map business section where you'll see that it says
he wouldn't be okay, so he would be under it says places. So is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
it's a sponsored, right? Sponsored, I'm sure those are probably more expensive. Then sponsored Angie, sponsored Superior Fence and Rail, and then under that it says places, and that's where you see the Google Map pop out.
That's
and
correct.
You
that's
have,
where he
again,
would be listed under the Google Map section.
Got
if
it.
You go on there on their sponsors, you'll see like Superior Fence, Nature Friends, Five Stars. These guys are paying about $2,500 a month to be on the sponsor section. I'm going to
so
be
if I go on.
Yes, go ahead.
No, I understand. But let me just ask you. So places. I'm on A1 Fencing on Google Maps, and there's three top ones there under places. So would he not be under top three of those? Would he be under when you click more places?
He on the places there is about 8 to 10 slots, okay, that are filled in, okay, on the first page. Keep in mind on the first page there's only about 8 to 10 slots that Google permits under places, which is the business local map section. We would list him under there Our goal as a company, with all of our companies, is to make sure that, you know, Mr. Milanco, when he's doing the work, because here's the bottom line, ma'am. Everyone that's on that first page, you know, obviously some get more work than others, but everybody stays busy, right? I mean, it's not like, you know, he's not going to receive work. Obviously, you know, our job is to rank him higher.
I understand. I just really want to get to the bottom line of exactly what we expect to see, because there have been times when we're buying something and it's just so much faster if we know exactly what we're getting. So question to you is, if he's under the Google Maps, where do we expect to have him show up? There's like a million pages there. Obviously, people are not going to list through hundreds of these people. Is it, you know, additional cost to just even be on that Google thing, or is it going to be alphabetical, or how will he pop up there? It looks like it's not alphabetical here. So what's going to guide where he's going to be, you know?
So we have a position within our company that, like I said, that it's assigned to us on that first page on the Google Business Local Map section. We would place him on that first page, okay, based on that availability that we have with us. Our job.
When you said on that first page, I'm so sorry. Are you saying he's going to pop up first under the Google Maps?
Yes, he's going to be one of the top recommended under the Google Maps. That's correct, ma'am. Okay.
When
obviously
you say one of the top recommended, there's about 20 pages there.
No. We're
talking
about the first page, ma'am. The first page, because when you're talking about 20 pages, you have to skip on to page number 2, number 3 after about, you know, 8 or 10 businesses, you have to skip on to the next page. Okay, we're talking about page number 1.
So on Google itself, there's only 3 positions under places, and there's a map drawing to the right of it, right? There's only 3 positions there. So you're not saying that he's going to be one of those 3 positions, I assume.
Okay, here, let me pull it up so we're on the same page here.
Just type in fixed fence on Google.
Okay, so you see there where you hit, it says businesses, you see Potomac Fences, American Fence, A1 Fencing, and then you hit
more places.
More places, results. It's going to give you about 6 or 7 other companies, and then after that, you're required to skip onto the second or third page. He's going to mung along these 10 here that come up on the first page of Google. You have A1
Fence. Does that mean one of those other guys is going to be shoved to the next page?
No, it means that whoever was on this first page, I mean, Google doesn't give us a reason, but I mean, it's obvious to us that either this person, you know, either closed doors, went out of business, stopped paying for the promotion on Google. I mean, there's many reasons behind why a position on the first page opens up. They don't open up too often, because everybody wants to have their company on that first page, right? But Google doesn't tell us the exact reason why the spot opens up. He would monk around the first 10 on that first page of Google. Our job, what I've been trying to tell you is to rank him higher within that business page to come up as one of those top 3. When you open the page and you see those top 3, our job is to get him there, right? How do we do that? Obviously, by making sure that we're helping with the reviews. You know, a lot of people, and I'm sure, I mean, you've done this, you know that reviews are important, obviously. So we would help with the reviews. We would help with the algorithm. We would help with the ranking.
Okay, tell me about these reviews exactly what you're talking about there. Because
when he does a job on that he gets from Google, or from anywhere, right, that he does a job for a client, we will facilitate it to where we would text message that client, to leave Mr. Milanco a review. And it's as easy as them just opening it and clicking and giving him a 5-star rating. You know, obviously, as long as Mr. Milanco is doing good work, that shouldn't be a challenge.
Okay, just a little bit about the details. So you say you text message to the client. How does he give you the client's information?
We have all that information on what we call our dashboard, which we would give him access to. We're able to see how many people are clicking on his profile, how many calls are being generated from the Google platform, all the back-end work that we're able to see, we will also give him access to that as well.
Okay. I was going to ask you something now. I forgot as you were talking. Hold on a second.
No,
so your
okay.
company name is what?
Local, like your local company, and then Splash,
okay.
Like a splash of water, yeah.
Splash. I remember what I was going to ask you. So a lot of times I get these surveys, and they make me have to sign into Facebook or Google, which I don't want to
right.
or can't
right.
or I have to choose
right.
with. Is that what your survey does too? Because that's
no,
why
it does not do that, because that's the reason a lot of customers don't want to leave a review, because they have
yeah.
to follow so many steps and it becomes a headache, right? Where they're just like, I'm just gonna ignore that. I don't want to, you know, put in my password and then, you know, type
right.
in my review.
Right.
No, it's one
yeah,
click of a button.
Work.
I mean, we facilitate it so simple for the client, to where
review.
You know, one
okay.
click of a button, they'll be able to review. Mr. Milanco.
Hi. What's your website?
www.localsplash.com. We've been in business for over 20 years. We've been mm-hmm. premier partners to Google for over 20 years. And I mean, you can look
mm-hmm.
at our reviews, you know, and see what clients are saying about our company. You know, we work with, thousands and thousands of customers nationwide. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the most part, most of our clients are very happy with the work that we do. And at the end of the day, it's not about being very happy. It's about being busy. You know, that's what our customers want. They just
right.
want to make sure they have
so that's fine. Let me just get to just a couple more questions. So I'm looking at Google Maps here. When somebody goes actually into Google Maps, okay, let me just do it to give you an example. So we go into Google Maps. And we type in fix fences. Oops, hold on a second.
You see the little red dots that pop up there? You know, there's like a little red dot section that pops up under the Google Maps. We would also
well,
be listed
should,
on
but
there
it's
as
not
well.
Doing it. For some reason, it's not popping up. Oh, the red dots. Here we go. Capital Fence, Invisible Fence in Montgomery County. So he would pop up under there.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, so that's fine. Let me get back to that front page. You're saying he signs on with you right now, and then what is the commitment on the contract for a year?
There's
or
no
what?
There's no contract, ma'am. This is a month-to-month service.
Okay.
You know, we don't believe in contracts. The reason that you know on Google services there's no contracts. It's all based on results, right? Customers that have been with us for 10, 15 years. Everybody. Nobody has a contract, you know, like I told Mr. Milanco, when something works, you know, people don't need a contract, you know, based on the results, that's how people stay with us.
Right, right. No, it's true. Okay, well, that's good. It's month to month. So, and you said it's 200 and what was it, 50 or something like that?
It's $249 a month.
Okay.
It's no contract. It's month to month. Like I said, he has the right to cancel the service at any point if he's not happy. But like
mm-hmm.
I told them, this is Google and the first page. So, I mean, obviously if we're keeping him busy, you know, I don't think that he would want to cancel because at the end of the day, like I told Mr. Milanco, I don't know if he understood, but at the end of the day, what matters, are results, right? Our job is, you know, we want to keep long-term relationships with all our clients. And we know that the only way of doing that is to making sure our customers are busy.
Okay, yeah, sure. So let me see. Handyman, okay. So he can literally give you any keywords that he wants, and he will pop up under that keyword on this Google map.
That's correct, yes. You know, it's all based on the keywords. I mean, have you done that? You know that the algorithm follows, you know, the keywords.
Yeah,
the keywords.
I've done that for, like, government and, you know, Social Security Administration and all of their
oh, okay. You've done that on a higher, on
stuff.
A much higher end level then.
Yeah, but I was more
okay.
of a project manager. So I'm not a tech person, but I know kind of generally what to expect and how, you know, that kind of
right.
stuff.
Well, I'll tell you this much, ma'am. I'm sorry. I didn't even catch your name. What's your name?
I'm so sorry. Danielle. And I'm
Danielle.
Sorry. I'm always in a hurry and I'm doing too many things. So that's why I'm always like speaking fast and tossing questions.
No,
at you,
it's okay. Well, I can tell you this much. Mr. Milanco is very fortunate to have you by his side to
thank you.
So you can hit things head on. I mean, I can tell you, you're definitely making us work for it. So.
Yeah, just want to be informed. I think this is fair in terms of, you know, per month to try it out, certainly being on Google. I don't know. I mean, obviously you guys can't necessarily guarantee you're saying that we will be listed under the top 10. We probably are not going to be listed there for every single keyword we want to give you, I assume. I don't know how Google puts it in there. Do they rotate those people maybe?
No. So the way that it works is that, you know, nobody gets rotated. Once you lock in your position on the first page, you know, you're locked uh-huh. into that spot, right? So as long as Mr. Milanco continues to pay that $249, it's not like anyone else can come and say, hey, Mario, how much is Mr. Milanco paying you? Oh, $249. Let me pay you $2,000. Put me on there. It doesn't work that way. You know, once that position is locked in on the first page, it will not become open or available until he decides to either, you know, part ways with us or, you know, stop paying the service. Right. So.
But it's just that I don't quite understand, like, okay, let's say you have the first 10 slots for the following keywords. Patio, deck, handyman, fences, renovation. Okay. So under those keywords, 10 companies always pop up on the first, the Google Maps thing. How can you guarantee, or I'm not sure if this is what you're saying, that he would be one of those top 10 people for all of those keywords? Because maybe there's a slot for one keyword, but not for all of them.
No, it's not based on the slot for the keywords, right? Because once we lock them in, let's say the position is open for handyman work, right? Once we lock him in on that first page for handyman work, then our IT department makes sure that any other keyword that's adjusted through Google appears. So let's say anybody goes on Google and now they're not only looking for handyman service, they're looking, like you said, remodeling or gardening service.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a service that's provided by Mentor Mentes, he will also pop up as a top recommended company that offers that service, if that makes any sense. It's based on the algorithm of Google, like you initially had said. He can give us up to 20 keywords, different categories of what he does, and we are able to list him as one of the top recommended companies on Google based on those keywords, if that makes sense.
I understand what you're saying. I'm just kind of doubtful, how is that possible?
Right,
because there's so many companies out there. How is it possible?
Understand.
Because he's, you know, a small company.
Right, I understand exactly what you're saying. And believe me, sometimes I get people to say, you know what, I got to try this out to make sure that it's something that, you know, and again, at the end of the day, here's what I, you know, just want to be transparent, Danielle. I mean, I'm not trying to come here and try to, you know, pull your leg or try to sell you something that, you know, telling you it's a miracle service. Like you said, it's a little bit, you know, hard to believe that all this works the way that it does. But that's how Google operates.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not here to say that, you know, you guys are going to be millionaires in a couple of months or you're going to have 100 jobs waiting for you in 1 month. It doesn't work that way either, right? But one of the things that we do guarantee is that we can definitely keep the company busy by coming up under all the correct keywords and being on the first page.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
No, it's okay. Mario, like the Nintendo game.
Mario, okay. Yeah, Mario, okay. Perfect. So I think that's fine. In fact, I would even say that as long as Mentes pops up under our address in Potomac on the map, because
correct.
I personally, when I look for something, I'll type in the keyword. I won't even look at that list. I'll look at the dots on the map to see what's close to me, honestly.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I hear that quite often from different people. They're like, you know what? I just look at the map section to see what's closest, and that's who I go with. And, yes, he will pop up on that local map section, absolutely.
Exactly. So as long as he pops up on all those 20 keywords on the map section, then fine. If somebody's kind of far away from us, honestly, we don't really need to go that far. We'd rather have local people. And as he's developing his business, you know, he's really good at what he does, but it's a small business. And you know, once he gets the client, I'm sure they come back to him. So that's perfectly fine. As long as he pops up on that Google map, Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't even go on Google. I go just on Google Maps from when I'm looking for stuff. I don't even, like, Google it. I just go on Google Maps and put it in
okay.
there. And then if I see those dots, I just don't even bother taking that extra step.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, if I can speak, I mean, can I add you on the account as an authorized party? Is that be okay, Danielle?
Oh, yes, please. Here, let me have him okay that. I'm pretty proud of him. I think he got through the English pretty well with you. So
hey,
far.
You know what? I got to tell you this, that we got through the whole English part pretty well. It was just maybe two or three hiccups.
Well, yeah.
But I think that he can handle calls directly to him, you know, because I think okay, Danielle, your first name is Danielle, or how do you spell it?
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh, exactly.
And your last name,
Danielle.
Same last name?
No, it's S like Sam, R-E, M like Mary, A-C. And I've got him. I'm in the same room with Milenko, so
okay.
He can approve. Hold on one second. To approve the I'm over there with an account.
Yes.
Can you, while you're doing what you're doing, can I just tell him really quickly what we went over?
Absolutely. Go ahead, please.
Okay. То я мислим да е ово полиод овог друга. Зато што за 250 долара од месеца до месеца не мораш никакав уговор. Број 2, ја знам кад ја одем да тражим нешто, ни не одем на Google, него одем директно на мапе да видим шта е близу мене. Твоје црвено, оно црвено ќе да искочи за 20 речи. Значи, ако неко ради fence, patio, шо ќе да ставиш handyman, whatever, ti ćeš da iskočiš pored drugih kompanija i neko koji je u blizini će kaže ovi su blizu i kliknuće. Oh, another quick question on the red dot. I assume we can provide our website there.
Absolutely, 100%.
And then, the other question is those surveys you do, are those surveys included when somebody clicks on that red dot underneath us, or how does it work?
Yeah, so the text messages and the links that we send out, yes, those are already included once, you know, he's hired by one of the clients or one of the prospects, you know, that he does work for. Absolutely.
So they will pop up when somebody clicks that red button, they'll see the phone number, website, and then even a couple of reviews?
That's absolutely correct. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It sounds like you, now I definitely know that you definitely know what you're talking about, because not many people go over that.
Okay, so I will tell him. Znači, oni isto pošalju ovaj format da te preporuče tvoji klijenti. Ti možeš i da opet daš njima onaj te druge ljude. I kad oni pritisnu to crveno dugme, okay, imaš svoj website, imaš svoj telefon i onda ispod ima čak ovaj potreb.
Za Google.
Na Google
Map.
Da.
Ali slušaj, ovdje ima Classic Your Business on First Page on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Bings.
Apple, yeah.
Apple,
so
Apple
he has
everything koji Hela, koji ima Apple telefon, ja ne znam šta je to, i on ima pravi Facebook stranicu za...
So, let me ask you a question. He's asking about, will he also pop up on Facebook ads and
that's
Apple
correct.
Bing, all those things that says, you know?
Yeah,
okay.
that's, I mean, we will never send something in writing and compromise us if we can't do that.
Okay. So you can't quite, you know, guarantee when and where that's going to pop up, but it'll pop up somewhere to what? People who are on Facebook who are in the Potomac area?
That's correct.
Right?
Okay.
Verifying your company through Google service. Yes, he's asking about verifying your company through Google services. What is that exactly?
That is just, you know, Google just wants to make sure he's a legit business. I mean, you know, as long as, you know, if you know, his business is registered, does he, and I'm assuming he's registered the company with an LLC, a DBA, or something of that nature?
Yes, he is registered.
Yeah, so as long as he's registered, we take care of that. You know, I mean, we take care of the verification process. Google just wants to make sure that we're not listing somebody that has just made up Mentis Home and Garden Improvement and just wants to.
Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah.
So you need the number for the registration in Maryland, or what would you need for that?
Our IT department will reach out to him on a separate call, because my job today is just to get that position on the first page filled. So I'll take basic information like what time does he want his business to show on Google that's open and available. You know, what's the range that he's willing to do? I take basic information. I send that over to our IT guys, and then they'll give him a call either later today or tomorrow, and then they'll collect all the necessary information to get him verified. But the process is quite simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is anything contingent on that? Because we're in the process of trying to rename the company, so we've kind of withdrew one of the documents for Maryland registration so that we can do that, and I don't know where they're at right now with that.
No. You're perfectly fine. I mean, Google is not very strict on that. They're pretty lenient. I mean,
okay. Even
if he didn't have the registration, he can send in, like, pictures of his work truck to show that, hey, look, I am a legit business, or pictures of
okay,
his
he has a work truck. He's
right.
got a bank account. He's got
there
the,
you go. There you go.
It's meant as LLC, but we want to reword it, so it might be saying it's in the process or something.
No,
so, okay.
No worries, Danielle. That's not a.
We got
a
the
big
website. Mm-hmm. Yeah, website. So okay. I'm really happy about your surveys not being that you have to click on Google, because many times I've tried to recommend people and I just couldn't bother trying to sign into Google, and I don't know the password and that kind of stuff. So.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right. So I think we've gone through everything. My husband said that you said that you guys have to make a Facebook page for him, or
because he says he doesn't have a business one. He only has a personal one. Is that correct?
Well,
he have a personal, but don't care about.
He did have a business page that I made, but my account was hacked into and all my pages along with it. So let me just tell him something. 1 second. Napravićeš ti sad svog Facebooka, ne moraju oni. Ne moraju oni.
To nisu neko što to uključuju ovo.
What's the difference between him making the Facebook page and you guys making it?
No. If he makes it, it's even better. I mean, we would help with
it's
him
better.
Creating a business. I would suggest that he made it and then we just promote it and run the ads for him.
Exactly, and you would need the link to that.
That's correct.
Got it. Oni sugeriraju bolje kad ti napraviš, naravno, i onda im daš link. Znači, sa tvog Facebooka, ja ti sugerujem da ti napraviš, to je najte speć, sa tvog
Facebooka. Kako sa mog Facebooka?
Pokazat ću ti sve to, sa tvog account. Znači, ti imaš account na Facebooku, nekako imam puno strani Facebooka. Ti to isto da uradiš.
A zašto ne napravim posebno, kao što je moj Facebook?
Biće posebno. Okay, I explained it to him. So what's the next step then?
Okay, Danielle, what's your last name? I'm sorry, you were giving it to me and then we stopped. So it's R-S-R-E-M-A-C.
Mm-hmm. Right, so S as in Sam, R-E, M as in Mary, A-C. That's my last name.
Oh, that's it. Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, I hear you guys speak that your language and I have no idea what you're saying. So now I know how people feel when I speak Spanish, because I speak Spanish.
Yeah. Actually, Spanish, I haven't studied it. I studied French. I can understand a little bit, but I don't think you'd be able to understand Serbian. It's different. Very different.
Oh, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, what days and what times would he like Google to show that he is open for business? Can you ask him?
Uh-huh. Koje dane I vremena želiš da Google pokaže se otvoren za business?
Lucky then. Od 8 ujutru do 10 ujutru.
He says, well, osim nedelje. Okay.
Da se kaže, ali ja neću da
radim. Just to put every day from 8 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night.
But maybe the Google, ali možda on će ono da bude otvoreno.
Ne, mora da kaže Google ovima kad si open.
Can I suggest something?
Yeah. Yes.
8 in the morning to 10 p.m., just so you know, for the work that he does, seems a little excessive, only because, and I'm just suggesting.
I told him that, and I.
Yeah. You know, he wants to look a little bit more professional. I would go something like 7 to 7, 6 to 6.
Okay. So, recimo, 6 to 6, 7 to 7, tako nešto.
No, ne bude od 8 do 8.
Can we do 8 to 8?
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay. Yeah, just
nedelju watch.
10 p.m. sounds a little bit
Sunday or not? Yeah, it is.
Okay, I put Monday through Sunday. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah, you can do Monday through Sunday. Okay, znači osam ponedeljak do nedelje. Yeah.
And then he's willing to travel
good.
About 20 miles, right? From
Yes.
Okay, Potomac. Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Now, okay. Does he have any pictures of the work that he does by any chance? Does he take pictures?
Yes. Do you want me to give you the website? Because you can see them on there.
No. It's okay. I'm asking because this information is, I have to share this with my IT guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, quick question. Do the photographs come up on the Google when you click on the red button on the bottom or somewhere?
Yeah, they're going to come up on the GBP. Our IT department will put them on the Google business profile. You know how
okay,
some,
that sounds good.
You'll see them on there. Yeah, so,
that sounds
good. And what's the name of the mm-hmm. website? Is it, mentis.design?
Yes, www.mentis.design, yes. On kaže njihov departman za tehnologiju će da nas kontaktira za sve to. Ne znam.
I need to create a password for the account. This is just in case that he calls us or you call us, Danielle. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you. This is a form of security.
Okay.
There's three questions that you guys can choose from. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
Okay, let's do all three of those. Is it just choose one of
the
questions?
Just one, yeah.
One.
Mother's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and what is that?
Let me use his.
Desanka.
Ne, tvoj majke je prezime. Prezime.
What?
Maiden name je tvoj majka koje prezime se ona rodila.
Gicova, to je... Stavi tvoju, može...
Dobro, okay, to je komplikovano. Okay,
Gicova je.
G-I-C-O-V-A.
G-I-C-O-V-A.
G as in Victor A, that's right.
A. Javoka?
No, it's Gicova, so it's G-I-C-O-V-A.
Okay, please excuse my pronunciation.
No problem. I just want to make sure I gave you the right spelling.
Yes, G-I, okay, G-I-O.
No, G-I-C-O.
C-O.
So it's G-I-C-O-V-A.
C-O. All right, I just.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect.
G-I-C-O-V-A.
Okay, and then you guys do have access to the email, right? Obviously, I just sent it to him, and he received it. MilankoBojovic@yahoo.com. He does have access.
Milenko Bogajcevic.
I sent it over to you. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send him the confirmations in a second there, one bit. He'll be getting the confirmations, in a couple of minutes. Now, you will get a call from our IT department tomorrow, Mr. Milenko, or you, Danielle. What time tomorrow would you guys have about 30 minutes to spare?
Tomorrow.
What, 10 in the morning?
No.
What time?
12:50.
I can tell you, I'll let you know
maybe
if it's working. 1
better. O'clock.
Me, 1 o'clock, okay. Let me just double check their calendar. I was just going to do that to let you know if they have that.
Mm-hmm.
So give me 1 second.
Tomorrow's Friday, okay.
Okay, yes, I do have 1 p.m. open. Okay, so let me schedule you for that. Just do me a favor. Make sure you don't miss that call. It's important because it's our IT department. I don't want there to be any delays. So if you miss that call, you know, we would have to reschedule. So try your best not to miss that phone call. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Do you
want to
put my phone on?
Yeah. Did you want me to add your number as well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Whatever you need. 301. It's similar. 691-8652.
Okay. I don't need your email. This will be sufficient.
Okay, perfect.
All right. And then to satisfy that monthly payment, there's two ways that we allow our clients to do that. You guys can either take care of this with a company card if you have one available. If you do not, you can take care of it with a personal debit or credit card. Which did he want to use?
He has a company credit card.
Just last question.
Go ahead.
Za informacije klijenti kad traže email, da dam onaj od firme email kontakt meni.
Okay, so here's a question. On the actual listing, we can provide, he doesn't want to provide this personal email, he wants to provide
Mr. Milenko, we're not going to list your email on Google. We don't list, your email is not going to be listed. This is just for us to send you personal and information between us. It's not going to be listed on Google.
Yeah,
okay.
Google.
Sounds good. Komplikovano pitanje.
Možda neki da stave na Google.
O da, koji? Pa daćeš im. Sutra kad dobi IT, ne radi on to sada. Sutra ćemo, so tomorrow I'm just explaining to him, I assume tomorrow for the IT people we'll tell him the website, the email.
Yeah, that's, let him know that's who he wants to pick their, that's who he wants to pick their brain. I would be lying to you guys if I told you that I know as much as those guys do. I don't.
no problem.
Those are the computers. Those are the real computer geniuses.
Okay, company name. I'm just writing it down. Yeah. I
okay,
okay, so you
also
need the payment.
Let him
right
know.
Now.
Yeah, let him know. We work with very secure systems here on behalf of Google. So the card that he provides has to match identically or our system won't accept it. So does it say Mentes Home and Guardian and Improvement, or what exactly does the card say?
The card says
My first last name and Mentes LLC.
Just Mentes LLC. Okay, hold on. I got to check that. Perfect. And then the address 10429 Delbrook Lane in Potomac, is that the one connected to the card?
Yes.
Correct.
Potomac, Maryland, 20854.
20854, that's correct.
And that's
is this
going to
be
address,
a Visa, MasterCard, Amex? What type of card is this?
MasterCard.
MasterCard, okay. All MasterCards start with number 5, guys. When you're ready, you can go ahead and give me the number, and then you're going to get the confirmation coming over to your email as we're on the phone.
5586.
Okay.
6809.
Okay.
2957.
Okay.
6627.
Perfect. Expiration date?
September 27, 9/27.
And the last thing, it's something called a CC code, which is going to be the last digits behind the card.
CVC code
607.
Yeah. 607? Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second, Mr. Merlanco, as I verify that all the information on the card you provided is correct.
Okay.
Bear with me here 1 quick second. Okay. Is your wife still there? Danielle, are you still there?
Daniela.
No, it's okay. No worries. I can now. Oh no, I was just making sure you were still there.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. I'm here.
No, I'm not disrespecting in any type of way, sir. I understand you perfectly. I was not sure if Daniela was there.
Yeah, no. He doesn't take offense.
Okay.
That's another one question.
Yes.
Kad će on će sad da mi naplati ovaj mjesec. Kako svaki naredni mjesec je automatski mi skidaju ili kako?
So his question is, when you charge him right now, how does he do any forthcoming months? Does it go automatically or does he have to call in?
Yeah, no, let him know, Mr. Merlanco. Your payments are going to be recurring every 27th of the month. If for whatever reason you wanted to stop the payment or you wanted to discontinue, you would just have to give us a call at least 2 days prior to the 27th.
Okay. And let me have
which number we call.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you all that information right now. Don't worry. I'm gonna give you my personal extension as well, Danielle. So you're in contact with me. If you ever have any questions, I'm one of the supervisors here. Okay. I kept hearing a beeping noise this whole time for like the last 10 minutes, and I was thinking it was your phone. And I just realized it's my headset.
Yes, because we don't hear that.
No, you don't hear it. Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't want to tell them. I don't want to be rude. It kept annoying me, and I still hear it now. You guys can't hear it, but I hear it in my ear. It's going.
Yeah, we don't. That is really annoying.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's my headset. Okay.
Yeah. So your extension is what?
Okay. Let me give you, do you want me to text it to you or I can read it to you?
Okay,
you can read it. Or you can,
no,
yeah.
It's better to text.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'll send it to text. Give me 1 second. I'm going to change my headset, Danielle. Is that okay? I have to unplug it from my computer. There is a very slight chance that the call might disconnect. Sometimes when I disconnect it happens that way if my computer's not off. If it does, mm-hmm. I will call you back in 5 seconds. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
I just need to get the one that's charged. I'm sorry, guys. Let me just do this really quick here. I highly doubt it, but if it does,